recently created, is a hapless beach where all new sights wash ashore, the good and the bad, and linger briefly together in a hailstorm of gimmick downvoting. Only sights that are good, really, really good, survive. And by really, really good, I mean a gift from some site that somebody saw already, with somebody else's head pasted on it, and some fad music just for kicks. Either that, or sites made by people who have lots of alts, who, through tremendous patience and strength of will, prove themselves worthy to go to the next leg of their journey. In the lowlands of up-and-coming, 300 voters will set out from their homelands. 300 men, or statistically speaking, 270 men and 30 women, will stand and defend their right to enjoy terrible combinations of arbitrary fads by mindlessly upvoting these sites from their two-week-old accounts. If the site does indeed garner the support of these imbeciles, they will advance to the glorious stage of dropping off an up-and-coming, because it's not midnight yet and they simply don't have a chance at making top view. But if the site was submitted at 11:55 p.m., then regardless of how much it sucks, if it is on up and coming at midnight, it will ascend to the sacred highlands of Top Viewed. Here, regardless of site score or number of votes, this unadulterated figment of some fat teenager's imagination will get 24 hours of unprecedented internet fame. Unless, of course, the site is about World of Warcraft, in which case it will be linked to on WoW forums, and it will sit on the top spot of most viewed for weeks to come, proving its superiority to other sites and the genius of the most viewed section. And then there's this section called Top Voted, and I don't know, it got added with the new front page, and I've never really looked at it. So let's just say there's not enough air up there, and everybody died.